now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, Laura Ainsworth swings by the penthouse to tell us about her new album. It is called New Vintage. We take a look at the right occasion for cufflinks, Lounge Life magazine, and, of course, the World of Swank gig guide and the best lounge and exotica from across the globe. Kicking off with James Morrison now and The Way You Look Tonight on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's so much nicer to come home. It's very nice to just wander the camel route to Iraq. It's oh so nice to just wander, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's oh so nice to wander back. The mamsells and fräulein and the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete, 'cause they just don't have what the models have on Madison Ave. It's very nice to be footloose with just a toothbrush and comb. It's oh so nice to be footloose, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam. And you know your fate is where the Empire State is. All you contemplate is the view from Miss Liberty's dome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. Muchachas are rare, but they can't compare with that sexy line that parades each day at Sunset and Vine. It's quite the life to play gypsy and roam as gypsies will roam. It's quite the life to play gypsy, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam. And the Hudson River makes you start to quiver like the latest flivver that's simply dripping with chrome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's old. So nice to come home. No more customs. Burn the passport. No more packing and unpacking. Light the home fire. Get my slippers. Make a pizza.
Cocktail Nation with Frank Sinatra. So nice to go travelling. It is indeed. Unless, of course, you get stuck at border control and you... A question for 8 hours. Brand new album, New Vintage by Laura Ainsworth is out and she joins me on the show. I think this is about the second time we've spoken on the show, Laura. Congratulations. Yep. And another fantastic album once again.
This is called New Vintage and it's based on really the approach that I've taken to my recordings all the way along, unearthing very old, obscure vintage recordings and giving them kind of a new twist.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it sounds fantastic. The sound is glorious on this album. Tell us a little about some of the guys that have been helping you put this together, because the sound is just magnificent.
This is the same group. Now, with the exception of the drummer, it's the same group as on the first CD, Keep It to Yourself, and it's the entire group that was on the second one, Necessary Evil. It's all the same people. Brian Piper is my music director. He's been my music director for my live shows for a long time. And so when I started recording, he was the go-to guy for that. He's very in demand in North Texas as a session producer and keyboard player, arranger. He's a genius.
I know these days, of course, you know, there's a lot of challenges for musicians putting music out there. How have you found, like, the things like, you know, that you're streaming and your downloads and things like that for you as a musician? Do they work well for you? Some people sort of struggle with it, and they find sometimes the old methods are a little bit better, or the old methods of publicity are better. How do you find it these days?
Well, I'm using all methods. As of now, I have a vinyl LP out, a best of LP called Top Shelf. So I run the gamut from vinyl to streaming, and it all works. I would hate to get to a point where we didn't have any kind of physical representation of the work, you know, with no CDs, and certainly with no vinyl. That would just be terrible. So I'm glad to see a resurgence of that.
Yeah. How long did it take to get this particular album, New Vintage, you know, up and running and out there? Was it a long process?
Well, really a couple of years. A lot of time is spent on researching songs and deciding what to record. There are so many songs, and I'm looking for songs that very few people have recorded, or that maybe cry out for some new kind of treatment.
I love the fact that in your early days, you know, prior to this, you know stories of you maxing out the credit card to, you know, to get Keep It to Yourself up and going. I mean, that's a real love for the music and a real dedication, I think.
Because we would not want to do it part of the way. If we're going to do it, we want it to be like a big label release.
Yeah. And you do that every single time. The quality on this is just fantastic. The song that I want to play tonight is a song that that I've played a few times on the show, but it's just a favorite of mine, An Occasional Man. Tell us a little bit about that song. Did you enjoy singing that and recording that?
I love that, and we're going to be doing a music video of that song.
No, really?
Featuring, you know, I live in a house full of parrots, as you know.
I heard them when we started.
Yes, they're being nice and quiet right now, but that could change at any moment. Anyway, I'm doing a music video of this.
Really?
The full kind of tiki lounge treatment, because the whole idea is being on a little tropical island.
Yeah.
And I want to feature my birds in video. They can add their little their little touches.
Now, Laura, I need to ask you this, and it might sound rude, but in the song she does talk about going for a swim and wearing nothing but just a great big smile. Are you going to be doing that?
Well, let's see. I could find some strategically placed bird wings and things. I don't know. Work it out.
I had to ask. Well, congratulations. The new album, New Vintage, will play An Occasional Man. Laura Ainsworth from the new album, New Vintage, on The Cocktail Nation.
I got an island in the Pacific, and everything got the sun. Later, what is greater than
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Everyone knows your swang. Stylishly cool, nobody's fool. Swang. Many men try to capture your eye. They buy you a drink, think they're on the brink of romance. Put together just right, a beautiful sight, your swang. Uniquely you, no ingenue, swang. Charm go to waste. Such good taste. You know you're swank. Baby, you're swank. So swank. From your head to your toes, everyone knows you're swank. Stylishly cool, nobody's fool. Swank, uniquely you, no ingenue. Swank, baby, you're swank, beautifully swank, lovely and swank, baby, you're
Cocktail Nation with Tiki Delights there and Swank. Laura Ainsworth before that and An Occasional Man. Looking forward to that video, Laura. Let's take a look at what's going on in Lounge Life magazine. It's a free flipboard magazine that you can download anytime. Doesn't cost you nicks. And I've got links up on the website, cocktailnation.net. Got an interesting story on the next Hef. Hugh's 25-year-old son plans to remake Playboy for his generation. After going through the concept of reality TV and that failing miserably, the younger son has decided to do something a little bit different. And I tell you what, the interesting thing about this guy is, boy, oh boy, does he look like his dad. It's incredible. Anyway, check out that story. And it appears the golden age of cinema has lost its sheen to the young people, as millennials are turning their back on classic movies. You might have noticed this when you talk about classic movies to people. You know, lines that you think everybody's going to know, but they don't, because they've never seen the films, which is a little bit sad. It makes me worry about the future of organisations like Turner Classic Movies. Maybe they'll come back into fashion. We'll see. Here's Alien Fashion Show and Cool Thing.
Swinging on the moon dance floor, too hot to be the girl next door. She's got a way with her eyes and a move with her hips. All the space boys at her fingertips. She's too detected, foot to the floor. Supersonic, she just wants more. She lives on Mars. She says, don't worry, baby, it's not that far. I got a 57 bird that burns up the sky. I hope you're not afraid to fly. She's still injected, foot to the floor. Supersonic, she just wants more. Swinging on the moon dance floor. She's a cool thing. Too hot to be the girl next door. She's a cool thing. She's got a way with her eyes and a move with her hips. She's a cool thing. All the space boys at her fingertips. She's a
A man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, the Cocktail Nation.
Cole Porter's Love for Sale was written for a Broadway musical. But I love this song. We've recorded it on our album, The Art of Lounge.
Love, love for sale. Appetizing. Young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love, love for sale. Ooh. Who would like to sample her supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale.
Poets pipe of love in their childish ways. She knows every type of love better far than they. If you're
she's been through the mill of love, old love, new love, every type of love but true love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Gentlemen, please make welcome tonight on the guitar, the fabulous Mr. Chuck Morgan. And on the double bass, my brother, the very talented David Seidel.
If you want the thrill of love, she's been through the mill of love.
Cocktail Nation with Gerald Wiggins, that old gang of mine. We used to hang out on street corners, chewing gum, hassling people for lunch money, drag racing up and down the main street. No, I kid. We're much rougher than that. Janet Seidel, the late great, she just recently passed away, sadly, and Love for Sale.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on The Cocktail Nation.
Got a note from Steve from Florida who says, "Dear Coop, how do I decide which cufflinks to wear? There are so many choices and I have a large collection. How do I decide?" Well, the material of the cufflink is the primary determinant of its formality, Steve. Traditionally, cufflinks are made from precious stones, diamonds, opal, rubies, etc. And they're generally reserved for formal occasions such as white tie events. Simply designed cufflinks made from gold or silver are also acceptable for formal occasions. But designs made from titanium, enamel or glass are the most versatile, as they can be worn to the office, to black tie events and even banquets. Reserve cufflinks made from silk or fabric and things like that for more informal occasions such as summer outings. I hope that helps you out. Here's Art Blakey now and Miner's Holiday on The Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
Swank de Cocktail Nation 8 longe leader Coucou Père.
Who is speaking? What? What do you want?
Stand up and start walking very slow.
Cocktail Nation.
Nation with Roger Williams, my one and only love. It's Coop Cooper with you as we take a look at the world of swank for pastimealbumclocks.com. October 1, Tiki Day at Disneyland, Rose Mallet at the Purple Room, Palm Springs on a Tuesday. Thursday nights in Vegas at the Golden Tiki, we've got the Sharps. And one coming up for next year that you might like to put in the diary, February 25, Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica. They don't play very often, but when they do, it is quite the event. Playing at the Venice Performing Arts Centre in Florida, so do check that out. And I'd certainly love to hear from you. If you've got an event, certainly shoot me a message through the social medias or, of course, through the website. I've got links there to the emails and whatnot, but I'd love to hear from you. If you've got an event, we'll happily put it on the radio for you and put it online for the gig guide. Here's Marty Paich and I Love Paris. Thank you.
Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday. A Monday, a Monday is very, very good. Oh, you can kiss me on a Tuesday. A Tuesday, a Tuesday. In fact, I wish you would. Oh, you can kiss me on a Wednesday. A Thursday or Friday and Saturday is best. But never, never on a Sunday, cause that's my day of rest. Most any day you can be my guest, any day you say, but my day of rest, just name the day that you like the best. Only stay away on my day of rest. Oh, you can kiss me on a cool day, a hot day, a wet day, whichever one you choose. Or try to kiss me on a gray day, a May day, a pay day, and see if I refuse. If you make it on a bleak day, a freak day, a weak day, why you can't be my guest. But never, never on a Sunday, the one day I need a little rest. Most any day.
Lounge, exotica, and spy jazz. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Cocktailnation with Christopher Groot and Miss Neptune. Next week on the show, Jeff Beachbumberry. I've actually had Jeff on the show a couple of times, but this time, actually in person, we met up at the Cliff Dive Bar and recorded a little interview for him. He was actually here promoting various brands and whatnot here in Sydney to bartenders, so it was great to be able to talk to the man in person. So we'll bring that to you next week. Going to leave you with Ellen LaFernan. So nice. Stay hip.
To hold me tight, that would be very nice. Someone to love me right, that would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand, to be a team with me. So nice, life could be so nice if one day I'd find stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart, then give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, life could be so nice. Should it be you and me, I could see that could be nice. That would be very nice. Someone to love me right, that would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand, to be a team with me. So nice, life could be so nice. If one day I'd find someone who would take my hand and samba through life with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart, then give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, life could be so nice. Should it be you and me, I could see that could be nice. Be you and me, I could see that could be nice. Should it be you and me, I could see that could be nice.